From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama welcomes the Pope at the White House in Washington. Pope Francis appealed to the United States to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change. He called it a critical moment of history. President Barack Obama agreed that Americans and people throughout the world have what he called a sacred obligation to protect the planet. As a part of his visit, the Pope also met with U.S. Catholic bishops. China is touting a new agreement to buy 300 planes from the U.S. firm Boeing. The purchase was announced during President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle, where the president will tour the aircraft manufacturer's assembly plant. The agreement also calls for the U.S. firm to build a plant in China. Details about the plant have not been released. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting to discuss the current migrant crisis. The EU heads of state remain split on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers streaming into Europe. On Tuesday, EU interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan, but Slovakia, one of four countries that voted against the proposal, today said it would not accept any refugees and would sue to challenge the plan. Burkina Faso's interim president regained control of the country Wednesday, a week after rogue military contingent overthrew him. Interim President Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou. Coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré did not attend the event. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.